I'd like to invite someone up this afternoon to share with us for 10 minutes. He is a regional youth pastor with the Redeemed Church of God. All right. And, well, let me just say that. All right. Pastor Daniel Olawande to share with us for 10 minutes. All right, let me just hold it, Let me just say this. I like his humility. He organized the conference as maybe from 27th to 30th, all right? All right, at the camp. And there were not less than 25,000, 60,000 youths that were there. All right? He just came out of that conference. And he came and sat down here, all right, and he was listening. And it was this afternoon I told him that, or yesterday, I told him that he will share for 10 minutes. All right? God bless you, man.
Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. I am excited to be here today, standing on this podium. I've been coming to Wardbeck, sit down somewhere around there, but mercy brought me here. And I want to appreciate Pastor Kwoju for this opportunity. Our Father, we thank you for this privilege to be standing before your people. I'm not the most qualified, neither am I the most anointed, but your mercy always qualify me. Father, sweet Holy Spirit, co-eternal with my Father, glorify Jesus in this meeting. Heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, and set our hearts on fire. And I vow not to take the glory in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Give God praise, somebody. I want to share briefly on mercy, the currency of destiny. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 to 3. Please help me with that scripture. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 to 3. Oh, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, underline no money, come ye and buy. Hello, sir. How can you buy without money? What is the currency for buying? And eat. Come ye, buy wine and milk. If you are buying pure water without money, it's understandable. How can you buy wine and milk without money? And without a price? I became more confused. Now, you are buying without money. You are buying without price. What is it you want to buy? Show me next verse, please. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfied not? Hearken diligently unto me. Meaning, the currency for buying is hearken. Show me that scripture again, please. Hearken diligently unto me and eat. You know, he said, come and buy and eat. Now, but you are buying without money, you are buying without a price. But say, hearken and eat. Meaning, if you can hearken, it's a currency to buy. That which is good. And let your soul delight in its fatness. Meaning, what you are coming to buy can make you fat. Not necessarily physical fatness, but spiritual fatness. Show me next verse, please. I'm going somewhere. So, we are trying to understand what we are buying. Incline your ears. Hearken and hearing. Incline your ears and come unto me. Hear. And your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David. Meaning, what are you buying? It's mercy. But you are buying mercy without price. Doesn't mean without value. Is priceless but not valueless. Why is it priceless? Somebody paid the price with his blood. So the price has been paid.
How do you assess it? If you hear what he did, you can assess it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do we assess this faith? Now, what did the faith do for us? What is mercy? Mercy is unmerited pardon for the judgment you deserve. You offended God. You deserve punishment. But mercy is an unmerited pardon for that judgment that you deserve. So if you can hear what the person that paid the price with his blood did, you receive the pardon. Faith cometh by hearing. It's not only faith to get a car, faith for salvation. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of God, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Men that are saved by hearing the gospel. You are not saved by hearing my experience. My experience can challenge you. His gospel can save you. You can't achieve or fulfill God's plan for your life without God's mercy. You hear me? Even though God ordained his agenda for you, only his mercy can make you fulfill what God ordained. He ordained it by himself, but you dare not fulfill it without his mercy. What is this mercy? Valueless? No. Priceless? Yes. Now, you can't fulfill destiny by merit. It has to come by mercy. No matter your qualification, you are not qualified. Your qualification cannot match up to the blood. In chemistry, when something is dirty, chromatography, you get something to clean that thing, right? Maybe there is a red color here. How do you clean red color? Do you use a red eraser? What, in primary school, your pencil is black. What is the color of your eraser? How come in the kingdom, red plus red equals to white? My red sin, if your sin be as red as scarlet and it's red blood, make me as white as snow. Red of my red with the red of his blood equals to white. Mercy is what? That one is not chromatography, it's mercytography. Will you buy mercy today? Why we are talking about mercy in Wabek, and yet what we are doing is hearing? Because Akin is the currency. Please bring that back for me. Let me show you something as I begin to close. Show me Exodus 25. Exodus 25. Verse 10 to 22. Mameko Sikaba. And they shall make an ark of shittim wood, 2 cubits and half, and shall be the length thereof of a cubit and half, the breadth thereof, and a cubit thereof, and half the height thereof. In mathematics, length times breadth equals what? Area. You are forgotten. Length times breadth equals to area. So the Bible is saying, make an ark because of time. Make an ark. The ark has an area. Go to verse 17. Go to verse 17. No, okay. Go to verse 15. 15. Make Kori Asusa. The staff shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. 16. And thou shalt put in the testimony into the ark. Meaning everything God told you. Testimony, it was God that gave Moses testimony. Testimony is what he collected on the mountain. So God said, everything I gave you, put inside the ark. I agree you had a vision. I agree God showed you something. When you collect it, sorry, it's my wife's bag. When you collect it, I know you collected it after 7 days on the mountain. I know you fasted for 31 days. Now, when you collect this thing, what do you do with it? Look for the ark. Place it inside. Show me next verse, please. Show me next verse. I don't have time. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits, and have the same size of the same area. Meaning, mercy must cover the whole area of your destiny. Show me that scripture. Show me that scripture. And half shall be the length thereof. And the next verse. Next verse. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, of beaten work, shall thou make them in two ends of the mercy seat. Next verse. And make one cherub on one end and the other cherub on the other end. And even of the mercy seat shall they make the two cherubs on the two ends thereof. Next verse. And the cherubs shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings. And their faces shall look unto one another towards the mercy seat. And the faces shall be the faces of the cherubs. Next verse. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above the ark. God gave you ark. Your testimony is inside. Get a mercy seat. It must cover every area. Now, God must not cover your finance and leave your marriage. Every area must be covered. Mercy must not cover your earth and leave your ministry. Every area must be covered. No, I agree. God spoke to you about finance. Don't leave it outside. Look for the ark. Place your finance inside and put the mercy seat on it. If you try to journey outside the mercy seat, you are finished. Mercy prevail over judgment. Let me close. Why did Uzziah die? Remember, the mercy seat is on the ark. Is that correct? So the day they were going to carry it, they removed the mercy seat and left the cherubs and the mercy seat. They placed it on a cart and they were going. So God was angry. He turned the cart. Uzziah tried to touch it and died. Why? There was no mercy seat. Mercy prevails over judgment. The day you try to touch God's thing, without mercy, you are finished. My time is up. I agree you are called. But hear me, sir. Every area of your life must be under the mercy seat. Don't do ministry and leave marriage. Don't do ministry and leave finance. Don't do finance and leave children. How many things should be under the ark? Gather the testimony after 21 days on the mountain. Look for the ark inside. Mercy seat on top. You are covered. Give God praise.